What does it mean to be endless? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. What does it mean to be endless? How often we might have asked that question of ourselves as we look at the world and we say, is the world endless? We look at circumstances in our life and we say, is this an endless thing? We look at the wind as it's blowing and we say, is that an endless wind? What does the word endless mean? Endless, of course, means that which has no end. It is on and on and on and on and on. Now, from the Absolute Philosopher point of view, the word endless means that which is and always will be and never can change and remains the same moment after moment, year after year, time after time, and life after life. All remains exactly that same thing. Now, when we think of a thought, and we think of a thought as a completion in itself, it is a fulfillment in itself, and it is just wonderful. It is just wonderful, and it is done in itself. It is so fantastic and so complete in itself that it is something that we marvel at and we wonder at and we enjoy. Now, consider, what does it mean to be endless? Have we ever thought a thought that had a beginning and that had an end? No. Every thought we think has no beginning because it always was. It has no end because it always is. Hey, that's kind of heavy-duty stuff. Yes, it is, isn't it? But that's what it is. Every thought we think already existed in eternity and will exist, if will is the right word, throughout eternity, of which there is no end. There's no beginning and there's no end. These timeless aspects of thinking are something that boggle the mind. They make us wonder just what it is that all life is. We think because we see something, we give it momentary existence. We think because we see something, it is here in the now, reality for us. But this is just one of the many infinite number of realities that we experience. Each now is universal. Each now is endless. Each now has no beginning and no end. Each now that we know exists as a unique and a wonderful concept in the allness. Now, we don't say in the mind of the allness, because when we talk of the mind of the allness, and then we are talking on yet a relative term. But when we are thinking of the allness as existence without a mind, without any direction, any goal, any purpose, just to be, then we are closer to the reality of the Absolute. Absolute thinking is kind of a hedgy thinking. It makes us think, well, why bother? We're living in the now. We're living here as human beings. We're living in the relative world. And the fact is, we're not living in the relative world. We're living in Absolute. But we have chosen to take a curtain call. We have chosen to take a momentary step to a side and take appreciation for what we are doing. We are actors on the stage of life, and as an actor, that's not our reality. Our reality is what stands behind the actor. Our reality is what stands behind the given experience in this year of 2005, or next year of 2006, or last year of 2004. The reality is far beyond the appearances that we see. The reality is that which is never changing, that which is as it is in the allness. So, you see, endless is something quite real in the allness. But yet, it has no existence in the allness, because if something has no beginning and no end, it cannot be called endless. Because something that we call endless has a beginning and has an end. Now, what do you want to call endless? What do I want to call endless? Well, in my joy of being and expressing and thinking from the absolute philosopher point of view, I have no endless quality to think. I think all is now. All is an is. All is a will, an isness. And when you think that way, then there's no place for the temporary things. You say, well, isn't an isness a temporary thing? No. An isness is an immortal thing. An isness is something that goes on and on eternally without a beginning and without an end. Without an end. Something that has no end is something quite different from something that is endless. Something that is endless is something that is without an end, but yet it is something to which you can refer to an end. An isness is something that is, was, always will be. It's something that is a consistency that never changes. And as you can see, playing with these words, the absolute philosopher has a very good time. Because these words are still quite relative. These words are still something that we think about in our relative consciousness. And until we can leap, the quantum leap in metaphysics, from our relative consciousness to the absolute, to absolute consciousness, until we can make that leap, and knowingly, then we will always be thinking on the relative basis. However, absolute does exist, is, and always will be, and one day, as we turn our attention to it more wonderfully, more completely, we'll find that we were always there. Now we've awakened to that fact. Have a lovely day, and think with me on endless thoughts, as the absolute philosopher does. I love you. I love you. I love you.